Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Well, I got hit up for the first school fundraiser type thing yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I know. And it wasn't even anything good, like, you know, chocolate bars or, you know, some really good, you know, popcorn in a tin or something like that.
Yeah. Last week, I believe, somebody here at the radio station emailed everybody about those chocolate bars.
About the chocolate bars. Yeah. Now, dude, I mean, you can't go wrong with chocolate bars.
Oh, you can with those.
You think?
I beg to differ that they are, quote, the world's finest.
Oh, okay. No, I agree. They are not the world's finest.
Uh-huh.
But they're chocolate.
Yeah, well.
Chocolate is like pizza.
It
doesn't matter.
All right.
It's chocolate.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So it might not be the best, but it's nonetheless.
Okay.
It is chocolate.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you that.
So yesterday, I get this phone call, and it's like, hey, you know what? Remember the you know, my daughter, she's going to be in cheerleading this year. And I'm like, oh, good, a fundraiser. You know what? I'm a sucker for those things. I love all the goofy stuff that they sell. I don't mind going to an enchilada dinner. It's, you know, I am a total sucker for those things. And she's like, but this year we decided that we're just going to hit people up for money. I was like, what? I said, I don't even get anything for it. I don't get like a, you know, a plato of gorditas. I don't get nothing. And she's like, nope, we've pretty much just decided to shake people down.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Man, that's just lazy.
I know. I was like, I don't even get like a $5 Starbucks card.
Wow.
Something, anything.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope, they've just decided flat out, we're going to ask you for money.
Wow.
And that's it.
Man.
I was
dying. On the one hand, okay, genius.
Hey.
But on the other, I mean, come on. You can't call that a fundraiser.
I know. That's just a shakedown,
yeah,
man.
Pretty much. At the very least, what they could have done was, you know, collected those Tuesday coupon mailers.
Right, and just handed those out.
And just pretended that they were giving you 50 off your next Whopper or something,
sure,
you know?
Something, anything. I mean, lie to me, man.
Wow.
Lie to me while I'm writing you this check, you know?
Man.
Yeah, so first fundraiser, nothing.
No.
I get no nothing for it.
Wow.
You know, all I get is a hearty thank you, you know?
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time and effort and money. You know?
Well, you're much nicer than me because I would have given them the same in return.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Nothing.
Michael.
I get nothing.
I give nothing.
You're way too nice.
So I did. I gave her $75.
Wow.
Cheerleading's expensive, dude.
Well, yeah, and if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be doing it.
No, no, no.
Yes,
that's why
yes.
That's why your family has friends.
Oh, stop.
That's
Come
no.
On.
I gotta.
Come on. Now you're picking and choosing.
No, not true.
I can't tell you how many arguments we've had or that you've been on the side of. If you can't afford it, then don't do it.
No, I absolutely agree.
But in this case, some stuff. Yeah, no.
Like if you can't afford to, you know, to go on vacation without putting your family $10,000 into debt on a credit card,
right.
Okay, then don't do it, you know? But I mean, if you've got family and friends and coworkers who are willing to pitch in, hey, you know, all the better.
Well, that's not exactly willing when you're being, you know, shaken down.
Well, they didn't ask for a specific amount. It was my decision to give
him
75.
Defend it all you want, girl.
I am.
Defend it all you want.
To the death, man.
But yeah, it's being hypocritical, man. You cannot shade people who GoFundMe for their breastises or for anything else.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I can.
Miho needs to do this. Miho needs that.
Yeah.
You cannot shade them. And then because it's your friend, it's like, oh, no, but cheerleading is different.
It is. It's a kid thing.
You can't
and, you know,
it.
You
can't
gotta,
afford it.
You got to give kids a chance to have that kind of
The only
you
chance
know,
I give
experience.
Is peace. Only peace gets a chance.
Oh, my God.
If there's anything I learned from Beatles.
Whatever.
It's that only peace gets a chance.
You also want to give boob jobs a chance on GoFundMe, so whatevs.
Hey, come on. You know me. I'm a butt man.
I know. That's true.
I don't care about breastises.
Those are less common, you know, implants.
They are, aren't they?
I can't even imagine. How weird would that be? I mean, you know, I don't know what it's like to have fake either ones.
Right, yeah.
You know, because, well, I'm blessed like that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and by blessed, I mean I eat a lot of pie. And, you know,
Well, that's what I heard. I heard big girls love pie.
Big girls love pie.
Didn't Fergie think about that?
She did. She absolutely did. But I can't imagine how weird that would be to sit down on. It would be like sitting down on, I don't know, like inflatable pool toys or something all the time. Wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
That would be
no
weird.
No idea.
That would be weird. I don't know. I don't know. You know, dude, I'm the vainest person you know. I really am. But that kind of thing, like surgery and needles, I'm like, no.
We must have gone to the grocery store later, get a couple of those big hams.
Yeah.
Put them down and then sit
and
on
then
top
sit
of
on
them.
I'm
and then maybe we'll have some idea what it's
I'm
like
imagining that's what
to
it is.
Sit on butt implants. Kiss FM. Get me, man. I broke in high.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's
I'm
like Barry Gibb is in the room.
Voices, ladies and gentlemen. Dang. Yes, I am. Tragedy. Love it. There was talk that he was gonna go on tour.
Oh, that's right. With like holograms or something, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think it was.
I think that was discussed.
Yeah. I think they probably decided better against it, though.
And how old is he?
71.
At 71, he would have to change some of those lyrics.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, he's 71.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he would have to change lyrics to, well, something like this.
How can you mend a broken head?
Oh, man.
How can I stop myself from falling down?
Stop it.
And then like this.
No one stays up at 7 no more. We get up at sunrise just to wait for the mail.
Right?
You know, maybe I would go see that, hologram or not.
Barry Gibb, 71 years old. You also share your birthday with this 60-year-old. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. And she was first came to attention as part of the Miami Sound Machine back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. That would make a Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan. Oh,
man, I can't stand conga. I love me Gloria Estefan music,
what?
Especially the ballads.
Do not
And I
even
like some of the Miami
that.
Sound Machine songs.
No.
But conga. Oh, my God.
I love that song.
Oh, my God. Trisha, when I first started radio, it was 1980, and that's when conga was huge.
Yeah.
And I started on an AM station, all right? So this was 1980. FM radio was starting to get really popular.
Right.
So people barely listened to AM radio. So we played songs like every 20 minutes. and conga was, as they say in the business, in power rotation.
Yeah.
So every 20 minutes, it seemed like. For like 6 months.
Oh, my God.
All okay. I could hear was, da-na-na, come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. So to this day, the second I hear that beat, I'm out.
You're like, click.
I am out.
Run screaming from the room, I
Pretty
believe
much.
Is what they say.
Pretty much. One more time, and I'll be on the floor sucking my thumb, asking for my mommy.
Well, that would be worthwhile. We could live Facebook that. And then finally, you share your birthday with this 67-year-old. He's not a singer. He's not a songwriter. He's not an actor. But he's got a talk show, and he's one of Oprah's finds. And he's the one that helped her get the jury back when she was being sued by those angry cow people.
Yeah. Oprah, it's what's for dinner. That would make him Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, he's 67.
What? 67?
67.
That is also, coincidentally, the number of hairs on his head.
Okay, and by the way, his first name is not Doctor, his last name is not Phil. He actually has a last name. It's McGraw.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And he's not a real doctor,
and
by the way.
He's not a real doctor.
Not a real doctor.
No.
I don't know if he has some sort of degree that makes him a doctor.
Yeah, he has
Is
a
that
PhD
why he calls himself
yeah.
a doctor?
Yeah.
He has PhD?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they make a pill for that.
I know
Hello.
They do. He probably knows that too.
He should go to the other Oprah disciple, Dr. Oz.
That's right.
Who is a real doctor. True dad.
Kiss FM. Three things you need to know.
This morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is, I don't know if you, well, you're not on Facebook. Yesterday, Facebook blew up with people in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, places like that, especially in San Antonio, who were waiting in long lines to get gas and paying almost $3 a gallon for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So my daughter-in-law was actually even stuck in that. It took her 2 hours to get gas, and it was $2.98 at the pump, okay?
Uh-huh.
So apparently that craziness has also hit El Paso, because there are now reportedly 40-cent jumps in gas prices.
Damn.
Yeah. And so I just talked to a listener who said, have you filled up your car in the past couple of days? And I was like, no, but I need to. And he goes, yeah, good luck with that. I just paid $2.60 to fill up at the gas station where he usually pays about 50 to 60 cents, about 50 cents less.
And this is all because of Hurricane Harvey.
A
lot of the refineries had to shut down.
Right.
And so did the pipeline.
Yes.
And see, that's one of the major reasons, really. It's not just the refineries. The major reason is the pipeline.
Right.
The pipeline is not expected to flow until, at the earliest, this Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And so you should probably expect to see these crazy gas prices for the next 2 to 3 weeks, possibly a month.
No way.
Yeah. So be ready for it. It's going to stick around for a little bit, and then they're expected to drop right back down. So there you go. Mountain Star, the people who own the Chihuahuas, are throwing their support behind the downtown arena.
Oh, wow. Hang on a second. You're going to have to pick me up from the floor. What?
I know. Josh Hunt talked to the El Paso Times, and he said that the reason why they're doing that is because they don't like outsiders coming into town and telling people and throwing money behind the group that's trying to not get the arena built.
Got it.
And didn't say the guy's name, but it's that Houston Oil man.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so
we all know who he was referring to.
Right, exactly.
Not by name.
Yeah, so you're going to be seeing, you know, print ads and listening to stuff on the radio and on TV, and it's Mountain Star going, yeah, we need the arena.
Yeah,
it's good for downtown El Paso. Yeah.
We don't take kindly to outsiders.
No, we don't. Y'all aren't from around here.
No, we don't. We don't like outsiders
coming in
and telling us billionaires that taxpayers cannot fund our arenas and stadiums.
That's right. That's right. And then yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys had their scrimmage and telethon, and they raised $2 million, and $1 million of it was raised because of Jerry Jones. So I've got some audio of him calling Dez Bryant, because they had the Cowboys, taking the phone calls. And this is Jerry Jones donating $1 million.
How many million dollar contributions have you had tonight?
I haven't had not one of those.
You got one now, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. We got a million over here. We got a million. We got a million from Mr. Jones.
So, yeah, Jerry, they had a camera on Jerry, and they had a camera on Dez.
I think Dez could have been a little more excited.
Yeah, I would have been jumping up and down going, are you kidding? How cool is that?
Have you seen him even just talking to somebody on the sidelines and how animated he is?
Yes.
It almost looked like he's dressing them down all the time.
Yes.
Even though he's cheering them on.
Exactly.
He always looks angry on the sidelines.
It's like, dude.
He could have been like that over a $1 million donation.
I would have been. So Jerry Jones donated $1 million of the two that were raised yesterday.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So that was for the Salvation Army, am I correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not bad for a last-minute telethon.
Right, exactly.
That was also coupled with what was supposed to be a scrimmage, but then ended up just being a bunch of guys hanging out doing a telethon.
Yeah, exactly.
They decided not to do the scrimmage after all.
Right, right. The whole thing changed throughout the day.
Yeah.
It was like, remember, because in the morning they were like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a scrimmage and a telethon. And then about noon it was like, oh, wait a minute, it's just going to be them kind of like throwing the ball around.
Right.
Then by the time it was on TV, it was like, now we're just going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know? So.
See, that speaks volumes as to why the Dallas Cowboys are America's team.
That's right.
Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Three things you need to know. Those are the three things people are talking about today. KISS FM. Labor Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And then Halloween. And then Thanksgiving.
And then?
And then next thing you know,
bells will be ringing.
And then your children grow up and they move out. And then you get really old. And then people have to chew their food for you.
Wow.
Next thing you know, you got to start wearing diapers again.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what is the matter with you?
Man, time is flying.
Jeez.
Just telling you how fast time flies, man.
Dude, you need help, man.
Here we are on the cusp of a 3-day weekend.
And everybody was excited. Not anymore.
Next thing you know, you're pooping on yourself again.
Dude!
Oh, boy.
Lord, what is the matter with you?
Hey, but look, let's enjoy the three-day weekend first.
Well, yeah, now we will, I'm sure.
On KissElPaso.com, click on the Mike and Tricia tab. You'll find things that you can do this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
There's the St. Anthony's. The bazaar.
Well, yeah, gorditas.
The annual bazaar. That's right. The gorditas are back. This is the one weekend where they finally unchain the ladies that they keep back there, so that they can chain them down in the vendor booths, so they can make those gorditas.
Well, of course.
That you know and love.
I mean,
that is one of the things going on this weekend. Just click on the Mike and Tricia tab and start planning your 3-day weekend, baby. Yes. Well, what do you think about the evacuees complaining?
I think that's fine for them to complain. I mean, yeah, I can see where they're going. Hey, wait a minute. Why are these guys having, you know, ribs and steaks and we're getting hot dogs?
Is anybody, you know, doing the old, you know, beggars can't be choosers kind of thing?
There's a couple,
you know, how social media can
be. There's some things like that going on social media.
They're being called ungrateful.
But I think that's not fair. I mean, these are not people who they didn't cause this.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it does totally smack of the old let them eat cake.
Yes, it
kind
totally
of mentality.
Does. And it's not fair that these guys are the ones who, you know, were the ones that were washed out.
Right.
You know? I mean, it could have just as easily been somebody with a $1 million home.
Sure.
You know? And so, I mean, it's why would you bash somebody because they're going, well, you know, I'm getting kind of tired of hot dogs here.
Well,
you know,
because it's social media. That's
I why. Know, I know. Social media is just the devil, dude.
That's what Facebook is for. to be an expert.
That's right.
To tell people how to parent.
Yep.
And to complain about every little thing.
And offer your legal expertise.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's a lawyer on Facebook.
Uh-huh. But that's what it's come down to. So that's why I asked, because I figured there would be a lot of those.
Oh, there's backlash against the evacuees, but it's like, God, you know, I mean, how would you like to be eating hot dogs three times a day?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's...
complaints for me. None at all.
Look, as long as there's sauerkraut and relish, I'm good. I like both of those things on there. Yummy.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking that's what I'm going to have for lunch.
I'm curious. Labor Day weekend. I know one doesn't have to do with the other.
I was like, what?
I know it's just a play on words.
Yep.
But I'm curious how long you were in labor. 880-9393.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find, by the end of the morning, let's see if we can find the woman listening who was in labor the longest.
Okay.
880-9393. On the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, because we posed the question on our Facebook page as well, Vanessa Gutierrez replied, 8 hours.
Wow.
And a 13-pound baby later.
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
13 pounds.
I'm impressed.
I think I bought a watermelon over the weekend. That weighs less than that. And it was a big watermelon.
Well, Maricela says 21 long hours.
21 hours?
Good Lord.
Now, how do you define labor? Like, how do you know you're in labor?
Because your eyeballs almost fall out of your head. Actually, they don't almost fall out of your head. They almost get shot like a cannon out of your skull. And
like when the cartoons go, "Auga!"
Pretty much, yeah. And I was lucky because I was only in labor for maybe 4 hours, but the doctor was like, "Yeah, this ain't happening." Mm. I mean, they gave me Pitocin, they did everything they possibly could, and he was like, "This baby's just too big," and they had to go in and do a C-section.
Oh, yeah.
So I was only in labor for 4 hours.
Right.
And it wasn't even really that bad. I mean, because I was nothing was happening.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, 21 hours.
Wow.
Oh my God, girl. Wow.
Dang. So how is that defined? Like from the first time that you have a labor pain?
A contraction.
Or does it start when your water breaks? How do you define how long someone's been in labor?
I'm going to say the first time you get a contraction. Because I think you can get contractions and then it takes like a little bit to for your water to break.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily, your water doesn't necessarily break and then you're in contractions. It could be, you know, leading up to your water breaking. So
okay.
Anytime you feel like your body is about to expel a basketball,
yeah.
I'm going to count whatever pain you're in I'm going to count that time.
Okay. All right. So when you say to yourself, this is probably how Sigourney Weaver felt in the movie Aliens.
That's, I think we can definitely count that as labor.
Hi, Kara.
Hi.
It's Labor Day weekend. I know one doesn't have anything to do with the other, but how long were you in labor?
I had started contractions Saturday morning, and I didn't have her till Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
So what was that, close to 30 hours or so?
I guess so. Let's see. We go grocery shopping Saturday morning, about 9, 10 o'clock, and I had her Sunday evening at 10:14.
Wow. Did your water break while you were at the, while you were grocery shopping?
No, I wish.
No? Well, then how did you know it was time to go to the hospital?
Well, so we live in Alamogordo, and we went to Ruidoso, which is an hour away from where we live. And my husband drove me there as fast as he could, and they said, oh, you're not dilated enough, so we're going to have you walk down this, you know, 100-foot hallway for an hour. And I never dilated, so they sent me home, and I was screaming all night.
Oh, man.
And then they sent me back Sunday morning. And they're like, oh, you're okay now, but they still had to bring my water that day.
Yeah, I mean,
it was awful.
Yeah, you can be in active labor and your water still hasn't broken.
Oh, yeah? I did not know that.
Yes, and she was actually born on the 28th of August. And I don't like odd numbers. And I said, you better get this baby out before midnight. Get it out.
What's your odd number?
I didn't have to have a C-section, but they sure had to help.
Kara, I got to know about this odd number thing. What is your problem with odd numbers?
I don't know. Like, I'm okay with 5, but I'm not okay with 9. Like, something about 9, I have no idea. But I was like, she is not going to be born on the 29th. I refuse it.
I love that. I'm okay with 5, but not with 9.
But 9's got to go.
Right? Right? I don't. Okay. 3, no. 7, no. But I'm okay with 5.
Okay.
But actually, she was supposed to be due on the September 2nd, during Labor Day weekend. So see?
Yeah.
She came early.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
and she hasn't been early since.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Kara. Thank you so
Thanks,
much
Kara.
For calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. In observance of Labor Day, we're wondering how long you were in labor.
Hey, Amanda. Okay, can you top 21 hours?
28.
28 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so you were in active labor for 28 hours.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I was having contractions way before the 28, but they weren't close enough. But finally, they got super close, but I wasn't dilating or anything, so that's why I was in labor for so long.
Oh, man. So how big was the baby?
He was only 6 pounds, 9 ounces, but he was 21 inches long.
Oh, wow.
What?
So he was tall.
He was like Sammy the Snake.
Right? He just keeps coming out. Wow.
And it should have been like, it was trying to tell the future because he is my trouble child.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably because he went so long without oxygen.
I know,
because he was so long.
And it just, it took forever.
Oh, man.
He's trying to get back at me now.
Amanda, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. It's Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
Protect yourself from Zika and other diseases by using mosquito repellent and draining standing water. For more tips, visit ephealth.com.
What's even sweeter than a beautiful new Saratoga home priced for less than $120,000? One of Saratoga's many different zero-down programs. Check out their homes in East El Paso, Horizon, and Socorro, and ask Saratoga to pay your closing costs. Now that's sweet.
These two Navy Federal Credit Union members have never met, but they already have a lot in common.
I knew that a career in the armed forces would be for me.
I wanted to get to a good four-year college that was away from home, and a Navy opportunity seemed like the best way for the whole package.
Karen?
Hey, you must be Ben.
When you meet someone else who's been in the service, there's an underlying bond of understanding.
Navy Federal helped me navigate through a lot of things that life put in front of me.
From an early age, Navy Federal has really helped me be smart with my money.
I just feel like there's something so powerful about being a part of that financial community.
Our veteran members share more than just the credit union. Navy Federal is proud to serve over 1 million veterans and their families. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Members were compensated for their participation.
This is the day. Today's the day you start your career at Western Tech. Enrollment in any of our programs is easy. The health industry, HVAC, business, electronics, or auto, Western Tech has a program that's right for you. This is the day. Don't wait a day longer to enroll. Western Tech's classes start September 11th. Your new, better life starts now. Visit us at westerntech.edu. This is the day. Classes start September 11th. For info on graduate rates, median debt of program completion, and other facts, visit westerntech.edu areas of study.
Introducing new Polar Pizza from Baskin-Robbins. Polar Pizza is an ice cream treat you eat like a pizza. Have fun and create your own. Choose a cookie or brownie crust and then add your favorite ice cream and toppings. Stop by your nearest El Paso Baskin-Robbins location and receive $3 off any Polar Pizza. Or choose from any of our custom ice cream cakes in your favorite flavor. Polar Pizza. More flavors, more fun. Visit BaskinRobbins.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-500-8980. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-8980. That's 1-800-500-8980. 1-800-500-8980.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is a wake-up call.
You're listening to Mike and Tricia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
93.1 KISS FM.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so we're talking about labor, because Monday's Labor Day, and we know it's not the same thing, but it's always fun to hear how long people were laboring before they had their babies. So how long were you in labor?
I was in labor with my first one for 36 hours.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
36 hours. And I actually delivered at, well, what, Thomason, and they don't do elective C-sections. So 36 hours.
And
so
then they did a C-section?
No. They just said you're not in distress. The baby's not in distress. Mm-hmm. And I said, can you please get this little sucker out of here? But no.
No, huh?
No, guys. And then my husband's grandma was like, oh, my boy needs to go home and rest.
Oh, nice.
And shower. And I'm thinking, if I can't shower and rest, He's not sorry.
That's right. He can close his eyes a little bit, but that's it.
And then he complained because he got blisters on his feet because he was wearing those construction boots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, dude, blisters on your feet is the least of my concerns. I mean, you know, it's.
I know.
And then, of course, I didn't learn my lesson. 8 years later, I was in labor for 3 days.
Oh, man.
You know, some women are good at that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah. I'm really good at carrying the baby and cooking the baby. I'm good. Because I'm very healthy. I don't gain a lot of weight. I'm very good at that. I just can't actually deliver them.
Mm. Yeah. I can't pop those suckers out. So I stopped that too. Yeah. I stopped. You know what? I'm not going any further.
I know. The end.
Right.
And you know what's really scary? The first pregnancy, girls were screaming. And I was so ignorant. I didn't know what to expect. And the nurse would just go, you know, an older nurse. He said, oh, honey, you're doing so well.
Yeah.
You know, please don't yell like the other ones. And I go, what am I to expect?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so when the time came, did you yell like them?
Oh, no. No, I just figured, you know what? There's no need in yelling. I'm already in there, you know?
Yeah.
So in the back of my mind, all I could think about was, I guess when they were doing the act, maybe they screamed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Yolanda.
That's the first thing I would think, Yolanda.
Sorry.
Right after, why didn't they have a puppy then?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yolanda, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Yolanda.
See where Yolanda took me?
Oy.
She took me there. Jeez. I blame her.
Oh, my God.
And, Tricia, I'm wondering if you can tell the difference between a woman in labor and one of those screaming goats that I love.
Okay.
Because you know how human they can sound.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how, like, banshee-like a woman in labor can sound. So I'm going to play a couple of clips, and let's see if you can figure out animal or mother in labor.
Okay.
More like screaming goat or mother in labor.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Here's your first one.
Screaming goat.
That was a screaming goat.
Okay.
You are correct. What about this one? Mother or screaming goat?
Screaming goat.
That was a mom in labor.
Oh, yeah.
That was a mom in labor. Yeah, let's play that again.
Oh, man.
That was a mom in labor. This was a screaming goat. This was a mom. That is how similar they sound. Goat. Woman.
Thank God I had a C-section. Good Lord.
Woman or goat?
That's a goat. Lord.
God, I hope so.
I know, right?
Woman or goat?
That's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a woman. Woman or goat?
Goat.
Definitely a goat. Definitely. All right. You did pretty good. You did pretty good.
Dude, labor. It's barbaric, man. Oh, God. Kiss
FM. Labor Day weekend, baby.
Woo!
You're lucky you get 3 days off. I looked it up. I don't know if you're aware of this. You know, we were talking about pregnancies earlier this morning. That has nothing to do with Labor Day. It's a different kind of labor.
Right.
Labor Day is actually in honor of the working peoples of America. Like a hats off to the working people of America. This bud's for you kind of stuff. So let's talk about jobs then.
Okay.
At 880-9393. In observance of Labor Day, let's talk about the worst job you ever had.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure where you're off to this morning or where you're sitting listening to us this morning is probably the best thing you've ever done.
Of course.
Best job ever. What about the worst one that you've ever had? 880-9393.
Well, you've never actually worked at anything but radio.
Yeah, I've been so blessed and so lucky. I've never had a horrible job because I've only done two things in my life. One was a convenience store clerk.
Yeah.
And it was one of those local convenience stores in McAllen, Texas.
Okay.
Population, a little bigger than Las Cruces. Hello. And that was really cool because I was still in high school and I worked.
Oh, okay.
I worked with two of my buddies.
Oh, man.
Who
got
me the job.
Okay.
You know, and so I was a teen. I was like 18, 19 or whatever. And chicks would come in the store all the time. You know, a lot of MILFs and stuff. And so I was okay with that. I was all right with that.
Right.
You know, the worst thing I had to do was go into the freezer and restock the beer and then radio. And that's all I've ever done in my life. So I've been blessed. I don't have a worst job story that I can tell you about.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's good.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.